The Modus Wildlife Tracking System is actually a fantastic large-scale collaborative effort between scientists, citizens. And so basically what these guys have been trying to do is just figure out how can we better understand the needs and the movements of wildlife species of conservation concern. And a lot of times in the past, this isn't a new thing. We have tried to find, the migration patterns or movement patterns of larger animals like deer, mountain lions, things that can actually have a radio collar put on them. But much smaller things, they require very small transmitters, and we didn't really have the technology to kind of understand the movements of smaller things like songbirds and bats, and even things as small as dragonflies and butterflies. And so this system is really the first system that has been kind of out there where we actually have created GPS tags that are small enough that we can put on these animals. And that is important because really what a MODIS station is basically just a large receiving tower. And that tower can pick up all of the GPS information that is being sent out by these little individual tags that we are able to put on animals. We put these little tags on them, and within 15 minutes, we can send these little guys back out into the wild to just do their little bird things, do their little bat things, whatever they need. And then as those birds bop along, anytime they come into the range of the MODIS station, the station will pick up the tag, record the location, time, all of those types of details, and it will just continuously keep recording that information until the animal is then out of reach. And most of these MODIS stations actually have a reach of about 15 kilometers. So that actually is quite a long reach, which is one of the awesome things that we do have so many stations. Like 30 may not seem like that many stations in the state of Utah, but if we kind of space them strategically, we get really full coverage of an area. I think a lot of people don't quite understand until they have some exposure to this just how important those small animals that we don't know a lot about, like the birds, like the bats, like a lot of our pollinating insect species. They have such a profound impact on all of us. They provide ecosystem services that benefit humans as well by things like, eating insects, keeping insect populations down, pollinating flowers. They're doing all of these things that help keep an ecosystem up and running, but they're so small and they're so not necessarily in the public eye. It's easy to forget.